two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 17th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 62 degrees.
So far, our freeways are delay-free. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Riverton High School is closed today because of the coronavirus.
It will reopen for online classes tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Decision was made late last night at an emergency meeting the Jordan School District after Riverton High School reported 16 positive COVID-19 cases. The school board had been advised by the Salt Lake County Health Department to allow only online classes for 2 weeks, but the board decided that online classes for everyone would be on for tomorrow. While crews perform a deep clean, then a normal schedule will resume on Monday. The school is in the middle of homecoming week, students in sports and clubs already quarantined, and what to do about extracurricular activities was not addressed at Wednesday's meeting. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them. Both riders struck the car. One of the riders was taken to the hospital. The other died at the scene. The driver of the car was not injured.
Rocky Mountain Power reports 150 customers are still without electricity more than 1 week after the windstorm. A spokesperson says most of their work right now involves reconnecting customers who have damage to the equipment on their homes.
Many Utahns are still waiting for their case to go to trial. The pandemic has put off in-person jury trials till next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live this morning with more. Mary?
Tim, some attorneys and judges say their cases and schedules are so backed up it could be well into next spring before some defendants get tried by jury. The courts say in-person is the standard, but during the pandemic, they can have some trials conducted at least partly virtually if all parties agree. This week, though, another first-degree felony defendant said no to that. Dan Young has been in the Weber County Jail since June 2019 on rape and attempted murder charges. The standard examiner says his jury trial is now scheduled for next March, almost 2 years later. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There's high-level disagreement over when you can get vaccinated. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, CDC Chief Dr. Robert Redfield told a Senate subcommittee yesterday he doesn't think most Americans will have access to a coronavirus vaccine until about a year from now. President Trump responds,
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
Dr. Redfield suggested the supply would be too limited to give everyone the shot. Major flooding is what Hurricane Sally leaves behind on the Gulf Coast.
Everything out here is totally underwater.
It's now a tropical depression moving slowly across South Alabama. More than 500,000 power customers without electricity from Mississippi to Georgia. One storm-related death is reported. The August Complex Fire in Northern California's Mendocino National Forest has burned nearly 800,000 acres, by far the largest in state history. But it's the other fires around the state that have proven deadly.
I just want to express our deepest condolences to the families that have lost loved ones.
Governor Gavin Newsom, 24 have died in his state. And Japan's parliament has confirmed Yoshihide Suga as the new prime minister following the resignation of Shinzo Abe over health issues. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the June 1st clearing out of protesters near the White House.
A military whistleblower revealing federal officials inquired over email about using sound cannons and another non-lethal device known as a heat ray against the crowd in Washington's Lafayette Square Park. The device would have emitted a beam of energy that feels like skin on fire. The whistleblower, an Army National Guard major and Iraq War veteran identified as Adam DeMarco, spoke to lawmakers last month as part of an investigation into the use of force against the protesters in June. DeMarco also telling lawmakers federal officials had stockpiled approximately 7,000 rounds of live ammunition. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Okay, it's a weather with Grant Wayman. We're going to have another day of near record-breaking heat before a storm rolls in to cool us off and bring a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday.
Sunshine is expected on Sunday. The temperatures are going to stop below the average as we get to the weekend, so cooler air is coming, and then really pleasant weather to follow. Temperatures are going to hover around 80 for the first couple of days of next week, so a lot cooler than it's been.
Grant says we can expect a high today of 93 in Salt Lake City, with a high tomorrow of 89.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.